You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another update on the campfire recovery effort. I'm Matt Fidler. If you have any information you think we should know about, please email me at the station at fireupdates@kzfr.org. For those moving back to Paradise, Magalia, Paradise Pines, and Lime Saddle, before using your tap water, check for a strange smell coming from the water because plastic might have contaminated it. It's said that many buried plastic water pipes melted during the fire. Del Oro Water Company and Paradise Irrigation District are saying that if you smell plastic, vinyl, or gasoline in the water, use bottled water and contact your water company. Boiling the water will not remove the plastic from the water. Although the water may be damaged, it seems that the campfire utterly failed at killing the creative souls in the area. In Magalia, a mystery carpenter built a new Welcome to Magalia sign with a light and generator so it could be seen in the dark. The old sign burned in the fire. Other signs have been erected around the town, giving messages of hope and perseverance. Earlier in the week, a Chicago man has hand-built wooden crosses to commemorate those who lost their lives in the campfire and lined them up the skyway for all to see. The builder of the crosses, Greg Zonis, has built such tributes around the country when communities experience profound losses. You'll notice that the crosses are both white and brown. The white ones represent the victims whose names have been released, and the brown ones represent the victims who are still unidentified. Greg says families of the victims are free to pick up the crosses representing their loved ones at any time or just leave them in place. According to an article in the Chico Enterprise Record, the California Public Utilities Commission announced it will investigate PG&E's safety culture by examining the company's corporate governance, management, and structure to determine the best path forward for Northern California to receive safe energy service. Evidence suggests the PG&E line could have been responsible for the ignition of the campfire in Pulga. There are many lawsuits against PG&E alleging poor maintenance. A new location for a temporary debris handling facility of non-hazardous material has been proposed for Oroville by the Corps of Engineers. The proposed location for the site is on the Copper Industrial Site, which would process concrete, masonry, vehicles, and other metal materials to be sent by railcar to other transfer and recycling centers. The Corps of Engineers has prepared an environmental assessment, and comments can be mailed to tdhf@usace.army.mil, which will be accepted up until December 30th. We have a link to the environmental assessment report and the email link on the show page at kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort 5 days a week here on KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.